Today marks the first day of the open enrollment period under the Affordable Care Act. People searching for insurance will be able to compare plans and their costs on the Marketplace Exchange. People can sign up for health insurance through December 15th for coverage during 2020. Our next guest joins to talk about open enrollment, the state of the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin, and what you need to know if you get insurance through the exchange. Bobby Peterson is the executive director of ABC for Health. Bobby, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
When we look at health insurance in Wisconsin overall, how big a part of the story is the Affordable Care Act marketplace in Wisconsin?
Well, it's an important part of the story. It's expanded coverage to a lot of folks that previously had significant challenges. It's provided some opportunities for less expensive insurance for some folks, not everyone, through tax credits, cost-sharing reduction. So overall, you know, the long view, it's been a big help to a lot of people that we try and help.
What are the trends in Wisconsin's overall uninsured rate, Bobby?
The rate of folks that are uninsured has been relatively flat. It's going up a little bit, but we've seen, you know, that some of the effects on the marketplace, including some of the junk insurance plans that are out there, are causing some disruptions in the marketplace, and that's not good for overall market stability.
Talk about those junk insurance plans you just described. This is a new type of insurance plan allowed now under federal law. Is that right?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you have to really be careful when you're purchasing insurance. You know, it's like buying a used car. You got to look under the hood and make sure it's got all the parts to it. And, you know, the Affordable Care Act plans that are through the marketplace have a lot of required federal benefits and services. Some of the other plans out there are a little questionable, and people can be surprised when they start seeking to get claims paid, short-term plans. Some of the association plans, they just don't have as much of the protections in them as the Affordable Care Act. Now, they might be cheaper, but cost is definitely a factor, but I think it's really people need to be really careful, take a close look, and make sure, you know, you're getting what you paid for.
For people in Wisconsin who want to get on the federal marketplace plans, what do they do?
They need to go to healthcare.gov. They can shop. They can window shop. They also can go to the Find Local Help button if they need some additional assistance. Covering Wisconsin is the navigator for the state. They work with a lot of other local folks, including the Milwaukee Enrollment Network and other groups, Northwest SEP in the far northwest corner of the state, to provide some level of local assistance to help people understand some of their options and navigate the system a little more easily.
For people out there listening and wondering, well, is this something I should consider? Who might be the target audience here who should be thinking of checking this out during this open enrollment period that started today?
Well, there might be people that aren't quite eligible for Medicare yet. They're under 65. They may have left employment. They may have left employment because of just a loss of a job. This is an opportunity to get some insurance, to get some coverage. People who are working just part-time or trying to start up a business, they might be interested in having coverage. People that are entrepreneurial, you know, getting into the gig economy and things like that, this provides you an opportunity to, you know, pursue your passion, your interest, and your business ideas for a time period, but still be able to secure insurance through the marketplace without worries about pre-existing conditions and be able to get some fairly decent coverage. And for the most part, it's going to be relatively affordable. I mean, as I said, we know that for some folks, if you're not eligible for the advanced premium tax credits, those it can get expensive. But people that are below 400% of the federal poverty limit can get some tax credits, and generally it's going to work out for them.
Talking to Bobby Peterson from ABC for Health, talking about the open enrollment period for coverage under the Affordable Care Act marketplace that starts today through December 15th of that enrollment period. Bobby, speaking of costs, what are the trends from last year to this year when it comes to what people are paying for these plans?
Well, I mean, the good news is that Wisconsin expects about a 3% drop in the average premium overall. Wisconsin adopted a reinsurance program that was begun under the Walker administration, now under the Evers administration, as a way to help reduce the cost of health insurance with some reinsurance programs. That means that the government steps in to cover some of the high cost expenses, which means the insurance companies can lower the cost of their premiums for folks. The reinsurance program is a step in the right direction, but it really doesn't do anything to reduce the cost of health care. I mean, it's a distinction between reducing the cost of health care and reducing the cost of health insurance. Reinsurance will reduce insurance costs, but it doesn't address the overall underlying costs of health care.
Are there efforts in the works to try to do that, to make health care cost less overall, regardless of who's paying for it, the individual, the taxpayer, the business, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think generally there's, you know, these, you see efforts towards trying to reduce prescription drug costs. That's a huge factor in the cost of health care. We can't negotiate with pharmaceutical companies to lower the cost like perhaps we should. We can do things to reduce uncompensated care in Wisconsin. This is people who have like medical debts or can't pay their medical bills. Over the course of 2018, it was $1.2 billion. And when we have people that are uninsured and can't pay their bills, those costs don't simply go away. They just get distributed into everybody else's bill. So when we find opportunities to get people covered with a way to pay their bills, that helps drop uncompensated care. And that has a leveling effect on rising health care costs as well.
Getting back to the practicalities of signing up during this open enrollment period, when somebody goes on, do they just check a box and say, yes, put me on the exchange? Or do they have choices to make of different coverage providers in the state?
Yeah, it's definitely important to, you know, to shop, compare, look at the networks that, you know, where your providers are. Make sure that you have the providers that you want to see are in that network. You have options of plans, different costs, depending on what you can afford at some point and what you think your risks are. So it's really important to get on the marketplace, get some help. You can also go to agents and brokers if you've got an agent or broker that you've been working with and that you've got a good trusting relationship with. They can help you through some of the issues as well as covering Wisconsin and places like the Milwaukee Enrollment Network.
That's the practicalities. When it comes to policy, we've had efforts to change or end the Affordable Care Act in Congress, in the courts, of course. What kind of things are you watching for now when it comes to the future of this kind of coverage, the exchange coverage under the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, well, there's a big appellate court case that's being reviewed right now. It was started down in Texas, and it's making its way up through the appellate courts. But the case has the potential to really undermine much of what the Affordable Care Act has started. It's hard to believe that a court would actually unwind all the years of work and effort to put the Affordable Care Act out there. But that is one of the issues. We expect that case to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they will be the deciders on this one. But it's probably not going to happen until sometime next year.
In years past, I know there's been concern that people would look at challenges in Congress and the courts and say, well, why bother signing up for it? This thing's just going to get knocked down anyway. Should these concerns prevent people from checking out the marketplace coverage?
No, I think they should should pursue coverage, you know, all of these, if it happens. And it's a big if. Will be, you know, down the road. And I think people, if there's coverage opportunities now, if you can get some tax advanced premium tax credits and support, go for it. Maybe you're eligible for even BadgerCare Plus or another Medicaid program. It's good to go in, take a look at your health coverage options. You know, we really urge people to do sort of an annual type of health benefits checkup. Look at your situation. What's your income? What's your family size? Are there kids that are turning, you know, 26, so they're no longer going to be on the family size or the family plan? What changes are going to occur to your income? All those are factors that can impact your health care coverage and your health insurance. So it's a good idea to go through and take a look at your family situation, your family size and income, and give yourself a health benefits checkup to make sure you're getting into the right coverage and services that you need.
Oh, and in our last few minutes, Bobby, if somebody signed up last year and they're covered now under the exchange, can they just let it ride or do they need to start the process again?
You know, we want them to go in and be proactive, take a look at the programs. They could let it ride, and there would be some auto-enrollment. There's risks there because you don't know that you're going to get auto-enrolled into the plan that, you know, that's going to be best for you this year. It may have worked for you last year, but I think it's a good idea to get in there, take a look, identify what your options are, and take a look at what's best for you and your family. It's a really important consideration. Be proactive about it. And I mean, if you wait, you can sometimes get burned in the process.
Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
That's Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of ABC for Health. He joins to talk about open enrollment under the Healthcare Exchange. Last day to enroll is December 15th at healthcare.gov.